Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The good news before we get to the Yankee bad news, which is that they're just not playing good baseball. I mean, it's very simple. Since their sweep of the Baltimore Orioles, they've just played very, very mediocre baseball. 3-5 in their last eight games. And that's certainly not helping them gain any ground on the Red Sox and win this division. And the good news is Aaron Judge. The good news is Aaron Judge picked up a bat. He was swinging it. He feels good. It's moving in some kind of positive direction. And getting Aaron Judge back is step number one. Step number two is Aaron Judge being productive, which I don't know if he will be, but hey, get him back and you'll see what happens. And you're already starting to see the Yankees get a little bit healthier. Just acquiring Andrew McCutchen to give him some outfield depth. Getting Gary Sanchez back, even though I'm about to rip him. Getting Didi back, which should happen soon. So these are positive signs as they get closer to the postseason. The negative is they're just not playing good baseball. The negative is, you know, the starting pitching has been very mediocre, whether you look at Jay Happ's most recent start or Lance Lynn's last couple of starts or CC yesterday. Severino's trending in the right direction. That's a good sign. But the starting pitching hasn't been great, and the Yankees are losing games. Simple as that. And they're making mistakes. They're making a lot of mistakes. You know, you look at yesterday's game. They come out right out of the gate, and they score a McCutchen run. You know, Andrew McCutchen basically creates them a run. And I mentioned this when they acquired him. I'd put him in the leadoff spot. Boone has done it, so obviously I love it. I think that is right now at this moment in time, with the guys who are here being here and the guys not being here, he should be the leadoff hitter. When Didi is healthy, if Judge is healthy, we can talk about it again. But right now in this moment, he's an on-base guy. You saw him show off the speed a little bit yesterday. He's the leadoff hitter. But you saw McCutchen right out of the gate in a little bit of a tough spot. Dove likes to talk about being tired. Well, the Yankees may have been tired. Yeah, had to fly cross-country. They got to play a day game. They have to hear those awful sounds in the Oakland Coliseum, those cowbells, whatever the heck is going on. It's awful. Hate that stadium. That's my least favorite stadium in sports. And you know why? I'm sorry if I've said this 100 times. I don't care. I'll say it 101st time. The what's it called? The troughs. It's disgusting. This is 2018. You can have troughs out there. We're humans. We're human beings. Don't treat us like that. Anyhow, it's a dump. All right? We all get it. But McCutchen right out of the gate creates them a run. And give Aaron Hicks credit. Sacrifice fly. Andujar even gives you a long at-bat. You felt good in the top of the first inning. They're making Trevor Cahill work. They get a run out of him. They make him throw a lot of pitches. Lucroy makes a mistake. By the way, Jonathan Lucroy, not very good. Okay, I mean, look at the year he's had. My God. And CC, and a lot of it wasn't his fault, because I think a lot of it was bad luck. The Jed Lowry hit on the 1-2 pitch was a bloop. The Piscotty hit was an infield hit. Olsen gave him a tough at-bat drawing the walk. And then Andujar makes an error, which not only prolonged the inning for a few more pitches, but obviously allows the third run to score. But CeCe doesn't settle down in the second. He doesn't really even settle down in the third, though he didn't give up a run, and gets into enough trouble in the fourth inning for Aaron Boone to take out CeCe Sabathia, pitch count-wise, the second earliest this season. The only other start where he threw as few as 66 pitches in a start was his second start of the year. So that was not a pitch count thing. That was, you know what? Third time around the order, he just gave up a double to Simeon. I got to get him out of this game. I don't want to fall too far behind kind of thing. And that's what he did by going to the immortal A.J. Cole, who really didn't pitch all that well either. He gave up the RBI hit to Jed Lowry. He gave up a home run a few innings later. So that game yesterday was hurt by the starting pitching, because offensively, look what happens in the second inning. Luke Voit, who has taken the first base job, my God, is he taking it. Hits another opposite field home run to right away come back and tie the game. But after that, the bats did nothing. And they had opportunities. Go back to the seventh inning. They're given a break when Gary Sanchez gets to benefit from a Gary Sanchez-like thing. He strikes out but reaches on a pass ball. And then Glaber draws a walk, and they're set up with two on and nobody out, and they fail. Luke Voit strikes out. Neil Walker is a pinch hitter, strikes out. Brett Gardner pops up. Boy, Brett Gardner, my God, has he done nothing. And so this was the kind of loss that started with mediocre starting pitching and then continued with an offense that after the first two innings did absolutely nothing. Now, I think it's a positive that Chad Green's throwing the baseball the way he's throwing. And I thought Jonathan Loaisiga yesterday was pretty impressive, too. We almost forgot about Jonathan Loaisiga, but he's back, and he actually looked very effective, especially in that first inning of work where he threw a 1-2-3 inning. So it was just a kind of a blah kind of loss to the Oakland A's. And the problem is you don't want to let the A's get any closer. The Yankees are playing a one-game playoff, whether it's in Oakland or at Yankee Stadium or against Houston or in Houston. That is obviously still to be determined. You don't want to let this slip away where you're having to go somewhere to play this wild card game. And I still don't think that's going to happen. I think mathematically the most important thing from this series is to get a game. I think that's the most important thing. And I don't think the A's have announced who's starting today. And since they've got 35 guys in their bullpen, they could very well do a bullpen day. But Jay Happ is on the mound looking to bounce back, and then you get Luis Severino on Wednesday. And I got to tell you this about the A's. Forget the stadium, which is a dump. We all know that. You know what I can't stand about the Oakland A's? And I'm very biased when I say this. Not against my own team, because if my own team was in this situation, I'd love it. I'd be happy. In fact, I think the Mets were back in 2006. You know what I don't like about the A's? Ernie, can you guess what I don't like about the A's?
That they got a million miles of foul territory?
Not that. That's the stadium. I said not the stadium. Something about the way they're constructed where I don't like them.
Something about the team itself.
Yes. There's something about the way they're constructed where I just don't like them and I don't take them seriously.
Interesting. They're pitching. You don't know who the pitchers are.
You just hit it. I do not like teams that have no semblance of starting pitching. And don't tell me they do. I don't care what the numbers say. Their rotation in the postseason, if they made it, I want you to think about this. Manaea's not even there anymore. He's probably not coming back. Okay? So forget him. Their rotation in a short series would be Trevor Cahill, Edwin Jackson, Mike Fiers. Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously. I can't take that team seriously. In the American League, you've got a team like the Astros that has Justin Verlander and Dallas Keuchel and Gerrit Cole, the Indians who've been mediocre all year. They have, if they're healthy, obviously that's a big question, Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer and Carlos Carrasco. The Yankees even, Severino and Tanaka and even the CC. That A team bothers me with how bad their starting pitching is. With that said, they score a lot of runs. Their lineup is a pleasure to watch. Their bullpen is incredibly deep. And I'm not just talking about having 38 guys in their bullpen. They actually have capable relievers out of that pen. You got to see, if you haven't seen Lou Trevino this year, boy, you saw him yesterday. He was the eighth inning guy. Now he's the sixth inning guy. Blake Treinen's been dominant. How about J-Riz Familia? That was so typical of him. J-Riz Familia gets the first two outs. I mean, he don't even blink, he gets the first two outs. He throws four pitches, he gets the first two outs, and then just loses the strike zone to Aaron Hicks and Miguel Andujar. And look, Gary Sanchez has to hit. Enough's enough. He's back off the DL. He's had this just god-awful season. It all starts anew now. He's got to wake up. Enough's enough. Time to hit for Gary. And that was bad, the bad strikeout against J-Riz Familia, because he had a chance to have a big moment against Familia. And we as Met fans, or as baseball fans in New York, have certainly seen meltdowns from J-Riz Familia, and it didn't happen. But there's a few other things from over the weekend. Number one, what's his name? Who managed on Sunday? Bard. Josh Bard? Is that who managed on Sunday? Boy, oh boy. That was rough. I mean, okay. You don't play Giancarlo Stanton. That's not his decision. We all understand that. That came from Cashman, came from Boone, didn't come from Bard. Okay, fine. You don't play Giancarlo Stanton. Bases loaded, two outs, down three, and you send up Greg Bird. Okay, fine. Greg Bird almost hits a grand slam. But I think we'd all agree that with the way Bird has been hitting, it doesn't matter if there's a lefty, a righty, a side. I don't care what any stat says, Giancarlo Stanton gives you the best chance over Greg Bird. Do we all agree with that? Is that an obvious statement? Okay, fine. So he doesn't send up Stanton. He sends up Greg Bird. Greg Bird almost hits a grand slam. Big deal. Almost only counts on horseshoes, okay? And then after the game, oh, my God, this poor guy gets a chance to manage a game, and he messes up this bad. They ask him about it, and he says, yeah, he was available if we had a chance to win the game. Dude, if there's three men on base and you're up, that means with one swing you can score four runs. Four, right? The guy on third, the guy on second, the guy on first, the guy at home. Four runs. How many runs were you down by? Ernie, how many runs were they down by?
Three.
Three runs. Now, Jet at home can play along with this game. Is four bigger than three?
I think that would give you the lead.
That would give you the lead because four is one bigger or greater than three. So what did Bart say again? He's available with a chance to win the game. Go ahead. Okay. All right. Hey, Booney, next time you're suspended, pick someone else to manage, all right? That was bad. I mean, I understand Stanton getting a day off. I'm not going to go nuts about that, all right? The guy played 85 straight games. We live in a society now in baseball where everybody needs a day off, all right? The analytics tell us that. Fine. I'm not even fighting that. Not even arguing with Giancarlo not playing. And if you didn't want to make him available at all, okay, he's not available at all. But you can't then say he's available to win the game. You had bases loaded down three. That's to win the game. What the heck am I missing?
Didn't exactly help him yesterday either.
Well, that's a
the bloop to the pitcher, the whiff of the ball in the dirt.
Yeah. I understand. I didn't like that one. The Boone argument was fine. I liked it. He's squatting down as a catcher. He's showing some fight. Should have he been suspended? Probably not. But his brim of his hat hit the umpire. Anything else from the weekend I'm missing? That was the one that really bothered me, the Bard excuse for why I didn't use Giancarlo. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Oh, yeah, they acquired Danny Echeverria. How about that? That was interesting. I was a little surprised by that. And he's been playing shortstop now with Glaber going back to second and Didi on his way back. I'm going to pull up Paul Dottino. Paul Dottino, to give him credit, sticks with the fact, hey, I think Davis Webb can be a really good quarterback in this league. And God bless him. He may be right. So he didn't back down with that opinion. I'm going to do the same thing. I still believe Gleyber Torres can be a really good defensive shortstop, even though he wasn't wonderful doing so in the time he filled in for Didi to the point where they acquired Echeverria to move Torres back to second. I really still think he has the potential to be a very good defensive shortstop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.